is Friday night, a cool Friday night here in Carlsbad, California, and High Tech Radio is ready and willing to bring you the last regular season football game of the year featuring the Vista Panthers traveling over to play the Lancers of Carlsbad, and we are now going to have the national anthem. And with the playing of the Star Spangled Banner by the, Carlsbad. You're right, we're at Carlsbad today. The Carlsbad High Band will get on with the game. Now, tonight, I'm going to give you some things that's a new thing for High Tech Radio, some cumulative stats for the season. Do you want to do this first?
Yes.
First, Eric, go ahead and give your...
Well, you forgot to ask who we are.
So. Oh, yes. My name is Bill Rupp, and your name is?
Eric Rupp,
right.
as you said, from Carlsbad.
That's right.
Now, Carlsbad started off the season really well. They were 3-0, and they, looked like they were going to be back as a really powerhouse team. And then they lost two in a row, but not exactly badly, and to two powerhouse teams, Mission Hills and La Costa Canyon, both of whom they lost 36-21. They beat Oceanside, so it looked like, this was going to be a good season for them. But then they've lost three in a row since then. Now, Vista, of course, comes in 3-6.
Kind of up and down, really.
Yeah, Vista has just not been consistent. The wins against Poway and San Pasqual were pretty nice, Poway especially. But they have, the losses that they've had have just been kind of frustrating at times, and you could sense that with the team. Bill's going to have the stats.
I'll give you those when possible.
Yeah, in the breaks between plays.
That's right.
The season-to-date stats coming into tonight kind of shed a little light on how Vista's been doing.
Yeah, there's some interesting things there. Now, what we have now is the kickoff, and the Lancers will be kicking off to Vista.
Yeah, Tyler Francis to kick off, and he's got a leg.
And unlike the JV game, we have rosters for both teams. Okay, there's the kick. It's a pretty long kick. And they
into the end zone.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, so Vista will take over on their own 20-yard line.
Well, why don't you tell us about the offense
now,
since they're coming
here,
out on
let
offense.
Me tell you, the rushing and the passing. Vista, 38 on the average, 38 rushes for 204 yards. Their opponents got to realize now they've lost six games, 31 rushes for only 134 yards. Passing, Vista has not done well. They've only tried an average of 9 per game. A couple of games they didn't even try. 5 completions for 74 yards per game. And the opponent, 10 out of 17 for 122. All right, let's go here for Vista. And it is... Oh,
looks like we're going to have a false start already.
See, that was 22 Flores.
Well,
yeah, David Flores. Was that not the...
There was no play.
Well, no, but I'm just warming up my mind.
Uh-huh.
It's cold here. Come on. That was a 5-yard penalty.
It's cold. But your mind's kind of slowly kicking into gear.
I get it.
But they've already put themselves in a hole here. It's first and 15 from their own 15.
Okay. One running back, and he gets the ball crossed the guard, left guard, and then cut back for a gain of about
five.
That was
Flores.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Flores is starting out.
Well, he's looked really impressive when he's been in over the last few weeks.
Yeah, let me quickly go over one or two things. Total yards, Vista 278, their opponents 256 per game. You think, well, they must have had a winning season. No, not really. All right, here quarterback Davies.
6 yards.
The ball, right side.
Nice keeper there. You know, fakes the handoff, runs around the right side, a bit of the old veer.
What did he get on that?
Six.
Isn't that a first? Oh,
no.
That's right.
Four.
Yeah.
So, and Davies, now this is something I was just reminded of. I thought he was a senior. He is just a junior.
That today myself, Eric.
And I was thinking he was a senior because he started the last 2 years, but he started as a sophomore, and I'd forgotten that. So,
well, he's in the tailback position, quarterback under center. This is going to be a pass.
Complete
to Tawa. Oh, he got the first down and then some.
Out to the 38 or so, but I think they're going to say he stepped out earlier, but we'll see.
See, from the 26 to the...
They're going to put that at the 40, actually, so they're not saying he stepped out. Okay.
So that's 14 yards, I believe?
Yeah.
And a first down. All right. So far, so good.
Well, after the false start, they've kind of gotten it together. Three positive plays in a row.
Now we're... Oh, the ball was almost dropped. Tawa gets the ball, sweeping around the right side. He's only going to get maybe a yard.
No,
in fact,
no gain at all.
I don't think he gets anything.
Yeah, now that was a play where they were lucky not to lose the ball.
Yep.
As the ball came dribbling to the quarterback, and it slid across the ground towards his feet. He picked it up and got it to Tal, but no gain there, so it's going to be up a second.
Notice
and
it's 10. It's not Cialoi, and it's not Stormo back there, but it's Flores. Wing T, man in motion towards us. There's Flores trying to find some room to the right side, and I think he's only going to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, boy, he was fighting there to get that far. He was hitting the backfield and just kind of kept his feet going and leaned forward to fall at the 40. So it's going to bring up third and 10.
The good news is they got back to the line of scrimmage. The bad news is they got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so third and 10. They got to get to midfield for the first down. Yeah, last two plays have not run well for Vista.
Well, at least they're not back on their, their 12 or something. They've got good field position. So worst comes to worst, they kick away and maybe get the other guys in there.
Shotgun.
Their shotgun formation, man in motion. And it's going to be a pass.
Intercepted.
Go all the way.
Touchdown, Carlsbad.
That is... 39.
39,
and 39 is...
Noah Vea.
Vea.
Okay. So Vea steps in front of the pass. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was an ill-advised pass, too.
Yeah.
Davies threw that into double coverage, and the ball hung up just enough that Vea was able to step in front of the intended receiver, and he flew down the field. He was just flying, and nobody's going to catch him.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have an extra point here. There's the kick. It looks good.
It is good. Well, that possession did not work well for Vista. Turned out brilliantly for Carlsbad as Bea got the pick six.
I want to real quickly finish this off. First down, even though Vista had averaged 22 yards more net gain, they were behind in first downs. They had 10. The opposition averaged 12. Punts about the same. Vista 4. Opposition 3. Penalties. Vista 7. Opposition 3. But in the first four games, they averaged just short of 12 penalties a game.
Yeah, that's not good.
And the rest of the season, they had actually relatively few.
Yeah, so they really cleaned up their act.
Whoa, that was a bad deal. All right. We are going to have
another kickoff.
That's 82.
Yep. Tyler Francis again.
Oh, yes. You are so
right. I was watching him in the warm-ups before the game.
He was kicking field
goals from 48 yards away.
And this one is going to come down to the 7. Brought back by Zakawa. He's still running all the way up to the 40.
But that's going to come back. Wow.
Was that Tawa?
That was Tawa.
You're right.
It's a shame, too, for the Panthers.
And the flag's down about the 26.
Yep.
Or
29.
Or 29.
Yep.
Okay.
But he had a really nice run there, hit a hole, was just flying, but that's going to be back at the 19.
So that is penalty on just the
That's the second for them.
On kickoff. All right, I got to get this straight here. So this is going to have the ball at their
19.
Well, could be worse.
Could have been a lot better, though. That block, the block was in an area where
it
was nowhere near
the
where Cowell was going. I mean, the guy could have just, played Ole on the guy who would have walked by and wouldn't hurt.
Two running backs. Flores gets it over the left side, straight ahead, picks up several yards.
I wouldn't say several. They got four.
Well, that's several.
Several more like seven or eight.
Okay. It is? Okay. Was that 50 that Cole James? I think. So that was 4 yards.
So bring up eight.
He got a few, Eric. A few.
That I'll go with that.
You'll
absolutely.
Go with a few.
Absolutely.
All right. Second down.
I formation.
Oh my golly! And again, this is up the middle.
I thought that was Stormwell. Let me see.
No, I don't think so.
Let's see. Yep. Sure is.
Oh, it is. It's 29.
And he does not have a cast on his right hand. It's taped. But he does not have a cast.
What'd he get on that?
Yard. No, he got no gain.
I think he got no gain.
No gain. Wait a minute. They're marching it back.
What?
Penalty, I guess. Okay, so it's going to bring up a
I don't get that.
We didn't see the penalty, but obviously there was a penalty there. I formation again.
Okay, and again up the middle.
Stormo.
He's going to get only a couple, I think.
A gain of 3.
Well, I'm a little concerned about up the middle, Eric. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that. You do that to set up something else, or because you think you can wear down the defensive line. But
if you're getting 3 or 4 or 5 yards to gain, that's okay. All right, one running back, two wing backs. Oh, it's that misdirection handoff going the other way.
Stormo
coming back. Stormo gets
got about 10. It's a first down for the Panthers.
Right.
11 actually. Give him 11 yards on that one.
I will do it.
Yeah, that counter play. They fake the handoff one way, then they actually hand off inside the Stormo.
And there's a case where the other guys over-pursued the other way, and there was a big hole there. All right, so Vista trailing by 7, but starting to move the ball.
They trail by 7, but the Vista defense has never even been on the field yet.
All white uniforms for Vista, black helmets. There's Stormo sweeping around the right end, and he's gang-tackled. After a gain of about, 7?
Yeah, 7 yards.
7 yards.
Nice run by Stormo there. So bring up a 2nd and 3.
You know, I think
Panthers.
We're going to be all right in the press box tonight as long as there isn't a breeze.
Yeah, the windows are open, but that's the way it goes.
Okay, so it is 2nd down. About 4. Ball on Vista's 40.
Oh,
and that's going to be
handoff Stormo up the middle.
Yeah, I'd say that's no gain.
He looked like he hit a wall. He just bounced off.
Sure did.
Lucky not to lose the ball there, really. That's coming up 3rd and 3 for the Panthers. And if anybody's going to go up the middle, I wouldn't run Stormo necessarily. I mean, if he hits a hole, he can take it all the way. But he's not the biggest back or the strongest back on the team, so you might think that Flores would be more.
All right. And this is going to be a run by the quarterback.
Downfield,
right-hand side, way out of around the 30.
Tackled out of bounds. We're going to get a late hit after the play. He was taken out at the legs by the tackler, and but Davies had already gone out of bounds. So he was down to the 33-yard line. It's going to be 15 yards from there. Now, there's also a flag at the 40.
That's 27 yards, Eric.
Now, let's see. what's going to happen here? Is the penalty at the 40 the same one? Should just be a personal foul.
They're going to march it off any moment now. First down. Or are they going to march it off?
They are. So that'll be 15 yards down to the 18-yard line. Sal Vista, aided there by a bad decision to go after the quarterback when he was already running out of bounds. He had taken two full steps out of bounds, and then the Carlsbad defender took him out of the legs.
All right, so the ball is at the 18.
It wasn't the hardest hit you'll ever see,
no.
But it was enough that, you know, he was out of bounds. It wasn't necessary.
Man in motion. This
Flores.
Is Flores, right tackle. Oh, nice run. Inside the 10.
Down to the 9. So it'll be second and 1 for the Panthers there. Yeah, just, yeah, off right tackle. Nothing fancy, just, you know, our guys pushing on your guys, and he found a hole and just burst through. And we got a timeout.
Timeout. Let me tell you a little bit, as long as we're talking about Storm and some of these other guys running the ball. Here, and not in any particular order, the name of the player, number of carries, total net yards, and average. Hall, 31 carries, 168 yards, 5.4.
Nice.
Tawa, 56 carries, 272 yards total. 4.9.
I take that.
Stacer, 36 carries, 336 yards, 2 touchdowns. I may have missed some of the touchdowns. I apologize for that. 9.3 average. Flores, 32 carries, 195 yards, 6.1. You're thinking, how come these guys aren't about 8-1? I can't figure it out. Stormo. Okay, here we go. And it is a run to the right by quarterback Davies.
First down at the 5. So it'll be first and goal from there. And a Lancer is down at the 10. He's, it looks like a lineman, number 60, I believe it is.
No, no, what did he get on that, about 5, Eric?
4.
4 for the first down.
I think that's 68, actually.
68, I believe. You're exactly right. And that would be Chandler Patterson, a tackle.
Yep.
But I wanted to go on with these Flores, 32 carries, 195 yards, 6.1 average. Stormo, 36 carries, 231 net yards, 3 touchdowns. And again, I feel I may have lost some of the touchdowns, but I'm sorry about that. 6.4 average. Cialoi, 58. Carries, 310 yards, 2 touchdowns, 5.3. Luzon, 11 carries, 96 yards, 8.7. You think, how come these guys aren't wiping out the other team? Well, they were up and down.
Yeah.
You know, and
and they did hit a lot of big runs, and then they'd be stuffed 4 or 5 runs in a row, and that would be, you know, an issue with them keeping the ball going.
And Chandler Patterson is walking off, but
the timeout earlier, by the way, was taken by Carlsbad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chandler's
limping.
It's
his left.
No, it's right.
His right?
Right leg, yeah. Looks like it from the way he's limping.
Okay, I guess you're right. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd say that that's a knee.
Well, he has a grim look on his face, Eric. I'll
yeah.
Say
So, okay,
all right,
here we go.
First down,
first
Vista,
goal.
And straight up the middle, and I think that's a touchdown.
It is. Touchdown, Panthers. And they're an extra point away from tying the game.
So that's a 5-yard run. What did I say, Flores on that?
Yes.
Got it.
Well, if Vista wins this one, they are likely in the playoffs.
Well, this is...
I bet Carlsbad's already in. This is on the bubble right now. If they lose this, they're on the bubble. A 3-win team, and San Diego's got a shot, but not a great shot, but a decent shot.
Kick is up.
And it's good.
It is indeed.
So, Sellers kicks the extra point.
5-29. You know, Eric, I just have this feeling that maybe If I twisted your arm, you'd do play-by-play.
If you need me to, I'm there.
I won't even twist your arm. What is that, 529?
Yep.
Okay, Eric, why don't you tell us what happens when the Lancers get the ball?
Yeah, when the Lancers get the ball for the first time, they will have already scored 7 points, which is a position that most teams don't mind being in if you're on offense. This will be the Lancers' first offensive series.
I just hope if we get to the playoffs that we don't have to go to Steel Canyon.
I was thinking about that. I could see the people at the CIF just grinning ear to ear saying, Vista to Steel Canyon again. Oh, that is the worst place.
That's at least 70 miles.
All right, DeJesus out to kick. And he kicks it away. It's deep. Taking it at the one and fumbles it into the end zone is 23.
They're going to give it to him on the 20.
Zach Chavez. Yeah, he took the ball at the goal line, 1 foot in the end zone, 1 foot out, the ball never breaking the plane. But then he lost control and it fell in the end zone, touchback. He really wanted to return that one.
Yeah, but I'll tell you. I feel pros do. They're 3 yards in the end zone, and they get it out to the 18. They could have had it on the 25.
Yep. All right. So quarterback for the Lancers is number 19. Is that right?
Let's see.
Don't have a 19 here.
Ooh. Okay. It is 19. We'll have to check on that.
Yep. But it's an I formation, two receivers, one right, one left, and everybody on the defensive line jumps, which leads me to believe that, they got drawn by a hard count. Got to watch that.
I want to find out who 19 is. Well, we'll wait.
All right, same formation, handoff. No, it's a play action. Pass is caught, number 44 out to 45-yard line. Taken down there, number 44 is Cameron Thomas, the tight end. Nice play there for
20 yards.
20 yards there. Let's check on 19 real quick.
Yeah.
Watch that, you got your headset on. Doesn't work to go. All right. So it's Ramos. So that is number. Oh, we got another jump. The left defensive end for the Panthers. Boy, I tell you what, Ramos is just. So far, he's 2 out of 3 in terms of drawing Vista offside, and the player who bit on that one is taken out of the game. All right. First and 5 at midfield. Ramos looking left. Throws left into the flat. Screen pass. Caught. Number 11. That's down to the 40. 35. 30. Taken out of bounds at about the 23-yard line.
27 yards.
There's a flag on the play at midfield. I have a feeling this may come back. Let's see. The screen pass worked very well. Was this why?
It looks like it's coming back, Eric.
Yep, holding against Carlsbad. That's why he was able to break away. You know, the thing is, that's another one's penalty. It probably wasn't necessary for him to gain yardage. Now, maybe he wouldn't have gotten 27. Maybe he would have only gotten 7. But you would have had positive yardage. Now, they're
10 on that one.
Yeah, so they're back at their 40. And it's going to be 1st and 15. So where it was 1st and 5, now it's 1st and 15. They gave back the 5 and another 5 more. Ramos. And off. Inside. Oh, and the tackle is made behind the line of scrimmage. Was that number 30?
I think so.
30 for Vista, and 30 is not on our rosters. Figures. But he got...
Make a note of that. That's a loss of a yard.
Yep, loss of a yard. He got in there, tackled the running back as soon as he got the ball. All right, Ramos. He has three receivers to the left, one to the right, two receivers to the right, five receivers set, empty backfield, shotgun. Ramos back to pass, looking. Gets time, caught by the receiver. Receiver gets away. He's got the first down. He was hit at the 45, got away.
Got away from two guys,
yeah,
Eric.
Two Panthers had him almost wrapped up. We're trying to wrap him up and stop him, and he fought away and got the first down. Was that number 11 on the reception?
I didn't see that. I
think
it
was.
Could have been, yeah. The 11
it was.
Is,
it was Armstrong.
Yeah, Luke Armstrong.
Wow, that was...
Well, you can't let the guy get away, especially when it's two tacklers.
Yeah.
That's the kind of one, if I were a player, I wouldn't want to be in the room when the coach is showing that to the team the next week.
All right.
3:37 left in this first quarter, by the way.
7-7, yeah.
7-7 tie.
Three receivers right, nobody to the left, one back in the backfield. Ramos under center. Takes snap, handoff inside, and that is number 11. Again, Armstrong goes up the middle, gains three. So that will be second and seven at the Vista 42-yard line. All right. Three receivers right, one to the left. Ramos in the shotgun, one back in the backfield with him. Okay, Ramos looking right, throws. He's got a man open, hits him. He could go. 15, 10, 5, and down at the one. Touchdown saving tackle by number 24, Michael. We lost the rest of the name here. Let's see if we find it here. Medrano stops him at the one, but it is first and goal, Carlsbad.
So that was a
slant pass, more or less.
Desperation tackle. I thought he was gone, Eric.
Yeah, no, it looked like it, but Medrano just flew down there and tracked him down from behind. All right, I formation, actually a jumbo with the extra running back to the right. And again, another penalty. Offside Vista. Boy, they got... That is the third time. And that's what, the fourth penalty overall for Vista? At least. That's the third time. Of those, they had one other penalty. Handoff. And it is Armstrong over the top. He leaps over the top to get into the end zone. The Vista coaches are not happy about that. Apparently there's some question as to whether or not leaping is even legal in high school.
I think they made it legal in the higher divisions, Eric. But you're right, I don't know about this.
Well, he got in and they're counting it. So that's what, and he did get in the end zone, no question. All right, snap, tie, kick is up. And it's good, 14-7, Carlsbad over Vista. And Coach Bottom is talking to the refs about that. He wants an explanation.
Well, they got caught again, Eric, on a long pass.
Yeah. Well, the pass wasn't that long. It was only about a 10-yard pass. The rest of that was the run because the receiver was
open. But a couple plays earlier. Oh yeah. Well, but it was a 41-yard pass and run.
Yep. Well, Vista behind again. Going to see what they can do. Their last drive was excellent. They took it downfield 81 yards. What can they do this time? 2:05 remaining in the first.
I have to correct something I said. That was a long pass run play, 41 yards. The other one was interception.
Yep. Kickoff. This is going to be returnable. No. Well, it is not. Looks like it might stay in bounds. It's only out of bounds by about a foot, but it does go out of bounds.
Well, that was a good judgment on the part of, I don't know who was over
there. Tower.
Let Tower. That out.
Yeah, boy, he thought it was going to go out of bounds, and it bounced up in the air and just barely went out of bounds. But that's all it takes.
I'm putting that down as a KOB, kick out of bounds.
And that's correct. Kick on the cob, what? All right. Davies under center, I formation behind him, two receivers left, handoff. It is Stormwell trying to go around the right side. He finds a little bit of room, gets out to the 45-yard line. First down, Panthers. Off right tackle between the tackle and the tight end, and he just hit that. They're going to put it at the 46, so a gain of 11 for Stormo. Stormo is an electrifying runner for sure.
Well, you see why he averaged 6.4 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Scary, I mean.
Yeah. Stormo is a senior, and he gets the ball again. Gets out to close to the 50. And Stormwell comes out of the game.
Was that Stormwell?
Yep.
That's,
gain of four. They're putting it right at the 50. Yep.
That's 4 yards.
That's take decent. 4 yards on first down anytime.
Yeah.
Second and six. Two receivers left.
Here's where I'd throw a pass.
Two backs in the backfield offset. Fake handoff. Pitch. Tawa around the left side. First down. Finds some room. Gets inside the 35, down to the 32.
18 yards.
That was a run option for Davies. He faked the handoff, started running left. The defense collapsed onto him. He pitched to Tawa, who took it down to the 32. We're running down to the end of the quarter. We got one more play. Unless they go out of bounds or something.
I guess we have seen these uniforms before, haven't you?
Oh, of course.
I kind of like them.
All right.
All white.
First and 10 at the 32 of Carlsbad. Man in motion. Handoff. It is Flores. Cuts back. Goes up the middle. Gets down to about the 26. So a gain of 6 there for Flores. And that will likely be the last play of the quarter, as we are under 13 seconds remaining and the clock's running. And the players in Vista were looking like they wanted to rush it, but now they're not going to. They know that rushing. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, there's a timeout.
What do they call the timeout? No, that's it. That's the end of the quarter.
Well, the clock is still showing 3 seconds.
Yep, so they... That is the end of the quarter.
Yeah, don't run the clock. There we go.
Okay. All right, so it'll be Vista ball deep in Carlsbad territory. Vista's offense has looked good tonight, except for that one play. Other than that, they've been very sharp.
Well, they need to play really smart football, Eric.
Yes, they do.
Which means, amongst other things, don't get drawn offside.
Don't get drawn offside, and don't throw in a double coverage in the flat, because that will lead to pick sixes quite often. All right, so We're going to start the second quarter here with Vista down at the 21 of Carlsbad. No. Let me put it at the 26. They moved the ball. The referee had it the wrong yard line. So it'll be second down and...
Second four, shouldn't it be?
I'd say second and five, so I don't know. I think you're right, second and four.
Yeah, but he got a six on that first, the Flores on that run.
All right, Flores is the only back in the backfield. Three receivers right, one left. Davies, handoff, Flores, around the right side, fighting forward. And he's close to the first down. I don't know if he's got it or not. Tackle made by number 44, Cameron Thomas. But this is going to be close to the first down.
Flores?
And they're going to give it to him. Yep, Flores.
So he got four.
All right. First and 10 Panthers at the 22 of Carlsbad. Well, so far this has been a really good game. All right, two backs in the back. Oh, wing tee. And Flores around the left side breaks a tackle, gets inside the 20 down to the 19. Gain of three, maybe four. Let's see where they spot it.
See, I think it's three.
Yep, yeah. Gain of three. Second and seven. All right. Wing to you, the wing to the right, wing in motion, handoff. Flores around the left side this time. He's not going to get away. Might get a yard or two. Give him a yard.
They were kind of going to the short side of the field there, Eric.
Yeah, not a lot of room. That's going to make it third and six for the Panthers.
You know, I was watching NFL the other day, and I'm sure you well know, the hash marks are quite a bit closer together.
Oh, yeah.
Which I like. I don't
makes care. More sense. They're even with the uprights on the field goal, on the goalpost. All right. Handoff. End around. Tawa is not going to get the first down. They went with that counter play. This time it did not work.
Boy, only got about a yard.
Yep. That's going to bring up fourth down and five. So Sellers is on to try an extra point. A field goal, and this is going to be
about 34 yards.
Let's see where they kick it from. Yep, that'll be a 34-yarder.
Well, he can make that. We've seen him make longer ones, I believe.
Snap, kick is up. It's blocked. Carlsbad going to pick it up. They might get a touchdown on this one. They will, and once again, it is number 39, Noah Vea. Vea with his second big touchdown of the game. Wow, what a turnaround there. Instead of Vista getting three, Carlsbad got six. That is a 9-point swing, and with the extra point here, it's going to be a 10-point swing. So instead of being 14-10, it's going to be 21-7. Once this extra point goes up, assuming that he makes it. Boy, they has had a heck of a game already tonight. We're barely into the second quarter. He's got speed.
Well, you just didn't have a speed team out there.
Different kicker here for the extra point. Cheyenne Raider. Penalty flag.
Well, I have that as an 83-yard blocked field goal attempt return. See, 39, that is Vega.
All right, Raider out to kick. High step, kick is up, and it is good. 21-7 for the Lancers. Well, Vista has kind of done it to themselves to a certain degree.
You know, Eric, to some, I was reading the statistics saying, well, gee, Vista's outgained the other guys. They've got guys running for great averages. How come they're not only with three? Well, it's things like this.
Yeah. And now Vista's in trouble because they're down two scores. They are not a team designed to come back from big deficits. Now, this is not an insurmountable difference. This is a game they can still win, but they can't make these kind of mistakes.
Well, we are well into the second quarter, and the Vista still hasn't thrown a pass.
Yes, they have.
Did they?
It was intercepted.
Yeah. Well, you want me to take this one here? No, you take it. You go ahead. You could continue here.
All right. And Francis out to kick. Kicks it high. This might be returnable. Oh, no, not even close.
Wow,
that thing carried
about half the way into the end zone.
I'll tell you what, it didn't look like it was going to go that far. It just kept carrying and carrying, and wow, it was halfway through the end zone.
Yeah, he kicked them higher.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be higher than deep. But no, that was a good kickoff. And Francis has a shot at playing college ball, being continued to kick like that.
And what's his number again?
82.
They just have him listed as kicker.
Yep. All right. Panthers down in a deep hole. All right. First and 10 Panthers. Davies under center. Hands off. Inside. Running back crashes forward for about two. And that is
Flores
again.
Yep.
Bring up a second and eight for the Panthers. All right. 9 minutes left in the half. Vista with the ball. One receiver left. Wing T, wing to the right. Davies, hands off. It is the wing back, number 21. I believe that's Luzon. Crashes out over the 25 to the 26. Josiah Luzon.
Third and four, is that right?
Third and five. Third and four, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was a gain of five.
Yes, you're quite right. They did throw one pass.
Yeah.
And it was complete. But to the
wrong team.
Wrong team.
It was a touchdown. All right, wing T, wing to the left. Fakes the handoff. Davies looking to throw. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. Receiver could not bring it in. That was number 48. And that is Michael Flowers. Well, that brings up a fourth and four, and Vista's going to have to punt. And this will only be the second time that Carlsbad has had the ball on offense. Snap. Tawa kicks it. And it's going to be taking a Vista bounce inside the 40 to the 35 and down to there. So a decent punt by Tawa, and Vista's defense, we'll have to see if they can do better than the last year.
Yeah, I think I count that as a 41-yard kick. That's
not bad.
Not bad at all.
Now, granted, about 12 yards of that was on the bounce, but you'll take that.
Hey, the longest punt I ever saw was my high school, Buena Park High School. Kid named Kenny Acton, who was a real good basketball player, he kicked it was about 73 yards. A lot of that was a bounce.
We'll take that. All right.
All right, Vista, or rather,
Carlsbad
at their 34, I formation.
New quarterback.
And the tailback is going to try the right guard, and he gets a couple of yards.
Yeah, we've got Bloomquist out there. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. This is which quarterback? Seven.
Let's see.
Is that right? No, it's number two. It is number two. I'm sorry. It is Bloomquist. Blomquist out at quarterback for the Lancers.
High formation. One man split to the left. This is going to be play action. Oh, and the quarterback is just thrown for about a 10 or 12-yard loss.
Taken down there by Michael Layama. So a sack back to the 30. It's a loss of 5.
So that makes it
third and 15. So they have to get to the 45.
Okay. And we have a shotgun formation now. Quarterback with two receivers, one to each side. He's going to screen pass. And it's a very, very nice run up through traffic. I think he's going to get the first down.
He did 15. He got 16. It's number 11, Luke Armstrong.
First down at the 46. Here come the Lancers in their purple. That's purple, isn't there?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Purple uniforms, purple helmets.
Now,
so there's quite a contrast. In
flag, I think we're going to get the delay of game, or are we going to get a substitution?
I don't see a...
They're waving off the flag. I think Carlsbad has taken a timeout.
Ball is at the Carlsbad 46.
Now, if Carlsbad
first and 10.
A touchdown here by Carlsbad could easily put this game to where you may not say it's quite over, but it's close. If they're up by 3 touchdowns at halftime,
well,
and they get the ball first in the second half, too.
If this were the third quarter, headed to the end of the third quarter, then I would say yes. There's still a lot of football to be played, though. But here again, as with the JV game today, I've seen, they can't allow another touchdown. They ended up losing anyway, but one score, that's you can come back. Two scores is a lot, is a challenge, but you can do it. But you get 3, then time is such a big factor.
All right, shotgun.
All right, yeah, shotgun formation. Quarterback on his 40. And he will run to his left looking for someone to throw it to. He does, and it's complete to number 20.
Jacob Turner.
And that,
I think they said,
is there a penalty?
Penalty flag at the line of scrimmage.
Hmm.
That sounds like a hold to me because everybody in the purple is going back
to
that side of the field. Holding.
That's exactly
Carlsbad.
What it is.
Yep.
So that should be a 10-yard penalty.
Boy, that for the Carlsbad fans, that's a shame because that pass was thrown with touch right on the money. Over the Vista defender, right to the receiver. An easy reception, but instead of a first down at the Vista 40, it's going to be first and, what about, 17?
Well, Eric, you know,
18.
It occurs to me we're not totally sure how good Davies is because they don't let him pass very much. So it's kind of hard to know. All right, it is first down.
First and
20.
Versus about 18, but yeah.
And there's a completion to number 3, and he's bouncing around like a pinball.
First down.
I think he's got a first down.
Yep, they ended up at the 43.
That's a good 20 yards.
Well, it's all close to it, yeah. I just, you can't let your opponent do that. I mean,
5:37 remaining in this first half. Vista trailing by 2 TDs, 21-7. Now, this is a non-league game, so it counts only for pride, obviously, and make your record look a little better. Vista in the Palomar League this year, and Carlsbad, I believe, is in the Avocado West, but they keep changing these around.
I know. It drives me nuts. I'm not a fan of that. Now, if Carlsbad wins this, they even their record at 500. And they go into the playoffs with a little bit of momentum. Vista, if they lose this game, they are seriously on the bubble as to whether or not they make the playoffs. And honestly, I don't think the teams below 500 should be in the playoffs. I've never liked that.
And 500 I can see. Below, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, just no reason. They didn't earn their way in.
And it is going to be another play action. And it's completed. Number three is able to get away from one tackler, and he's down to the 20.
Actually, he's down to the 19. Well, I'll tell you what, Bloomquist is looking good out there. He's good pocket passer.
That's 24.
He's not as quick as Ramos when it comes to moving in the pocket or running, but he's got a good arm.
24 yards on that.
Bloomquist is a senior.
So how about Ramos? Is that do we know? I guess we don't know.
Yes, we do. Ramos is a senior.
And I formation. There's
a
very big defensive play.
43 for the Panthers.
43, that is...
We don't have a number. We don't have 43 listed.
And that's a loss of...
He was blitzing. Whoever that is was blitzing, came up the middle and met the running back.
I will say a four-yard loss. It's maybe not
in
quite.
The backfield. Three-yard loss.
Number 43?
Yeah.
They got to try to see who these guys are. Okay.
That was one heck of a play there.
Second and 13, I guess we could say.
Yep.
Quarterback under center. And there's the whistle.
False start. 43 was showing blitz again. And he held up before hitting the line of scrimmage, but somebody on the... Carl's bedside moved.
So. Puts the ball back at the 27. Just
the
27.
Well, the roster they have for the PA announcer, they don't have a 43 either.
Oh, dear.
I have no idea who that is, but.
Second down. Carlsbad,
second and 19. Oh, fumble! This has got it! Picked
and
up there by 26, Leama. So Vista stays alive with 4:15 remaining in the half. A touchdown there could have been a dagger, especially since Carlsbad gets the ball to start the second half.
So Vista will have the ball at their
42.
42-yard line, and plenty of time to score. So there's an interception. There was a turnover in favor of the Lancers, and now a fumble in favor of Vista. And quarterback keeps the ball. He's going around the right end. He's got some room, and he's tripped up at about the 42.
So 42.
That's 16 yards.
A nice run there by Davies.
Oh, look what I've happened to me, Eric.
You got stuck again?
No, it's... this happened once before, and I wrecked the binoculars that way. So I got to hold them so I don't drop them.
All right.
All right, first down. Wing T. There's Tawa, takes the pitch. He's trying to get around the left end. Comes back.
Oh,
he's going to get maybe a yard.
Boy, he was trying to make something out of nothing. Now there's a flag on the play in the defensive backfield. Not in the backfield, but just in the linebacker area.
It was Jacob Gomez, 22, defensively for...
Is that going to be a hold against the Panthers?
Let's see.
They're pointing over there. I don't know what quite they're saying. All four officials on the field right now.
Just under 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Vista trails 21-7. Lancers leading. Well, a big discussion there for officials.
First foul, face mask. Carlsbad.
Oh.
That's a big one. That is a big
one. Where are they going to mark that?
Well, it's going to be 15 yards, so it's going to go down to the 27-yard line. And there are actually two flags on the field. So the linesman on the far side of the field called that, as well as...
Well, they're only going to...
official in the middle field.
Only respond to one, Eric.
Well, yes. But, I mean, they both saw it, so it
yeah.
must have been fairly flagrant.
Okay. We have Orozco split to the left. There is a big defensive play. Shoves the Panthers back. That was
Cameron Thomas for Carlsbad. He just did what 43 did for.
Was that 24?
No, it was 29.
29.
Stormo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I had my binoculars down. So what'd they do? A loss of?
Loss of two.
Two.
Yeah, kind of hard to get anywhere when you're in the backfield just after you take one step.
Second down. Ball is at the 29-yard line. One running back. Man in motion towards us. It's going to be a straight pass. And it's to
Flores.
Flores, and he's got some room running down the left sideline. He might go all the way.
Touchdown. Touchdown, Panthers. Wow, nice blocking there on the screen pass. Sprung Flores. He broke a couple tackles, and it was all the way down the left sideline and into the end zone for the Panther touchdown.
Who was that again?
Flores.
Flores on a run.
What, on a pass?
It was
pass.
A pass. Oh, screen pass. Okay. What was the yard line?
Oh, 22, I believe.
22, okay.
Kick is up, and it is good. So, Vista brings the game within a touchdown, 21-14 Lancers.
2:36.
So, Vista remains alive here. That was a big swing there because Carlsbad looked like they were going to score easily on that drive, which would have put them up by three touchdowns. Instead, now they're only up by one. A huge turnaround.
This is High Tech Radio, Vista Panther Sports Football now, and not too many more days since this is the third of November. 2017.
Yeah. And, hey, you know, we've got music programs up, and I've got Vista Records Radio number 4 on YouTube, and we're going
to
have that posted
on
High Tech Radio.
Are you trying to show me up, having all these new programs?
Hey, I was five weeks between shows.
I
slacked off a bit.
I worked on all these stats, Eric.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, I've got that. I have to forward the embed code that can be linked
yes,
to hightechradio.com.
All right, we're going to get the kickoff here as Vista's brought it within one score, but there's still a fairly long time to go here in the second quarter. All right, the ball is returned up the sideline. Oh, man, up to about the 40.
Yeah, they're going to put that at the 38 where he stepped out of bounds, but, yeah, a decent kick, but the coverage unit just couldn't collapse the blocking. Just excellent blocking by the Lancers.
Well, that brings it to the 38. Carlsbad's 38-yard line, which means they have a few yards that they've got to go.
Well, they got and 2.5 minutes. Only one timeout, though. They've had to burn two timeouts. Now,
all right, here come the... Lancers, shotgun formation, two split right, two split left. Swing pass, and he is brought down. That is number 29, Mills.
No gain.
Would you say that was a lateral or a pass, Eric?
It was a pass. Now, actually a loss of a yard on that play.
Okay, 2 minutes to go, first half.
Bay is in the slot. He's already burned the Panthers twice.
Shotgun
formation. Big plays.
This is a pass downfield and to the right.
Slant.
That's number 17. Pane.
Yeah, probably.
Pane, I imagine.
Into the 49 of Vista. Just a quick hitter slant pass for about, I don't know, 12?
Yeah. So it is first down. This has got to do some defensive work here. Another pass.
Caught.
Caught to number three. By number three, I should say.
Down to the 31 of the Panthers. Another first down. Stops clock temporarily as the chains are set. A minute 26 now. The clock's rolling again. Carlsbad's going to have to hurry up to get the playoff.
It was about, I think, 18 yards. That sounded like a run. Anyway, it's a first down. Vista just has to hold him here. It's going to be another pass, long pass.
Touchdown.
Oh, my.
Number three, Joe Fontenot. The pass was thrown where there was coverage. The DB for the Panthers was right there. Fontenot just went up and took the ball, came down to the end zone. And so Carlsbad once again with a two-touchdown lead.
A minute, 5 seconds remaining.
Raider gets the kick up. It's good. 28-14, Carlsbad.
Well, let's see. 31, 44, 59. By golly, I think I got that right. Because they had to go 62 yards. 13, 23, 31. I've got it. Can you believe that, Eric? My unofficial stats were absolutely correct.
Well, there you go.
Of course, I stand by them as being more or less accurate within a...
In the ballpark.
In the small ballpark. Ebbets Field, not the new Yankee Stadium.
Or more like, how about the Lake Elsinore Storms ballpark?
That's small. Small, but not. You've been there, haven't you?
I've been there for a couple of games. That's a really nice single-A ballpark. It's one of the best single-A ballparks in the country.
Well, minute, 5 seconds. Eric will take us out to halftime.
All right. Francis to kick off. Hi. But returnable for sure, taken by Hall at the 2, out to the 20, 30, 35, 36-yard line, maybe the 37 even. Nice run by Hall. He was just one player away from breaking that all the way. 59.4 seconds left in the half. Vista needs to score here because Carlsbad gets the ball first. And Carlsbad's really only stopped themselves with that fumble. Other than that, Vista's not been able to stop them.
I'm going to be adding this up at halftime, and there's going to be a lot of passing yards being added up.
Yes, Carlsbad, they can throw the ball. All right, Davies in the shotgun. One receiver left, two to the right. Davies back to pass, looking right. Under pressure, rolls out. He's going to throw, tries to hit his receiver on the sideline, incomplete. Receiver was not able to come down with the ball. That was Tawa. He had his feet inbounds, but was not able to hang on to the ball as he came down. 52.7 seconds left in the half. So Vista's still at their 37, and they've got to get some big chunks of yardage.
Well, they can run off three or four plays in this length of time they have left.
Four receiver set. Low snap, but he gets the ball. Davies under pressure. He's going to be taken down for a sack. A one-yard sack. So he almost got back to the line of scrimmage. Vista calls a timeout. 42.4 seconds left. Vista calls another timeout, which will stop the clock there.
we will pause our webcast for halftime.
Absolutely.
And come back in around, what, 10 minutes? Give you some updates on statistics and things like that.
Well, anyway, Vista Records Radio number 4 is up now. A lot of new stuff. New Galactic Cowboys, new Black Country Communion, new Sound Barrier, a bunch of great stuff. Something from Rex Brown of Pantera, his recent solo album, all up now.
So you do recent stuff, huh?
I do lots of recent stuff.
Well, I want you to know that I have several programs in production, but they're just not quite ready.
All right. Four receivers in this formation, two right, two left. Davies in the shotgun. Third and 11. Under heavy pressure, he's going to have a hard time getting this pass off. And he goes down. The ball came loose. They're saying he was down. Timeout taken by Carlsbad. There's 32 seconds left in the half. Well, I'll tell you what, that series of downs was just a disaster for the Panthers. No yardage there. Actually, a negative.
That was 8 yards. They
locked
them on that.
Yeah. After so that's actually going to bring up 4th and 20.
Well, in general, I think you don't want to give up 28 points and a half.
No,
unless
especially not in high school.
Unless you're scoring 35 or 40 and a half.
Yeah, I mean. Remember, there's only 12-minute quarters in high school.
That's right.
Unless you're JV, in which case it's 10.
Let's see. Is that Talapani?
A little high on the snap. Under pressure, gets the kickoff, good punt. Takes a great Vista bounce inside the 30 down to the 26-yard line. Maybe they'll spot it at the 27. 22.7 seconds left, no
timeouts.
That's
about a 46-yard kick.
Yeah, the 27. So no timeouts for the Lancers. So the only thing they can really do is go sideline. Now they've got a kicker that can kick long enough to... If they can get down to the 20 or even to 25, they can go for the field goal. All right, I formation. Looks like they're actually going to be taking a knee here. Yep, they are. The ball ended up further back than I think they were expecting, so they're going to go ahead and let this clock wind down, bring us to halftime, or Carlsbad has a comfortable 28-14 lead over the Panthers. So for Bill Rupp, I'm Eric Rupp, and we are going to be back for the second half in about 10 minutes. So check back with us then, just refresh, and we will be back.
Over.